welcome to today's installment of the Power Walk Ministries broadcast with Dr. Paul Cannings. Reasons to Shout is the title of Pastor Cannings' series this week as we celebrate Thanksgiving. We are not left alone to figure out how to live in this life. God has promised us all we need to live an abundant and victorious life, and it's our choice to trust His Word and follow Him, challenging us to recognize that the God of the universe offers to help us. Here's Pastor Cannings now with the message, He is God. Shout!
One day after my mom whipped me, she said to me, "Well, you're going to thank me one day." That didn't really work out very well at that moment in my brain, because I wasn't feeling that at all. That just did not communicate well with my body and my mind and my soul. It just didn't. But years later, I realized, yeah, I will thank her. And I will do whatever she asked me, especially when she was in her senior years. Because I've recognized the value of who this woman is in my life over the period of time that she kept working with me. And I mean, 8 kids, but I always felt like she my mama. I do see that it was good for me. A lot of times in our struggle, especially as the years have gone by, and you've seen all that has happened in this year, this pandemic, everybody looking forward to 2020, and it became difficult. People have lost jobs. People have lost family members. Can't go to the funerals like they want to. Been a difficult time, a stressful time. Hospital bills coming through the roof. Economies in shatters. It's just a difficult time. So how in the world can we look at this time and find another reason to shout to God at Thanksgiving? What? Well, folks, the psalmists, they didn't have all the stuff that we have, all the amenities that we have. You're dealing with an agrarian society. They're out there backbreaking work, planting crop. And you better do it at the right time of the year, because they have a rainy season and the dry season is like dry. So you got to get out there and do all this work. It's not going down to the supermarket and getting chicken and you can figure out, is this organic or not organic? It's all organic. There ain't nothing being harvested a certain way. Everything is from scratch. They have to pray to God for this goat, this cow to be fertile, and for God to give it a calf. And they have to pray for all these things and trust God for this. You have that kind of environment. Where's the medical centers? Where is the doctors and the PhDs that can research stuff and the research labs and people donating to this foundation? Don't have none of this. Leprosy, you in a city of leprosy waiting to die. This is their world. So sometimes when we come and we read like Psalms 100, we immediately start to gravitate to, well, you know, that sounds great. No. These people had a tough situation they were in. Going to the temple, they got to literally take a lamb and put it into a gated area. And guess where the shepherds slept? In the doorway. That's why Jesus Christ would say, "I am the door." They got to keep the wolves from coming in. And then they got to go to the temple, not jump in no car, drive down the street. They walk there. Sometimes they have to go miles. And they got to take that animal for all those miles. Then they go to a corrupt temple that's going to corrupt the whole process of them giving for their family. That's their reality when they write things like Psalm 100. So before we come to it and look at it and say, okay, yeah, give thanks to God, man, it's been a tough year, but I know it's His will that we give thanks, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Remember, these people are making a willful decision to say, I'm going to do this, because all of their circumstances aren't perfect. And in Psalm 100, many people believe it's either famine taking place, there's a pestilence taking place, or the Assyrian army is at their gates trying to break down. And it's a powerful army, a mighty army. And they are giving thanks to God in the midst of that. There's no coalition coming together to go fight them off. They're on their own. But they see God and His ability. They understand that God has a covenant with them, not with the Assyrians at their gates. They understand that. They understand that everything rests on their relationship with Him, because they are His people. These Assyrians are not. So when we come to the third reason, the 6 reasons we could shout to God, He says it right here in verse 5. He says, "For the Lord is good." The Lord is good. No, well, folks, please remember now, Satan is evil. Okay, Satan is not just a bad angel and went left. He is evil. In other words, he knows exactly what God is saying. He knows exactly what God plans to do. He was the angel, the cherubim, that protected the holiness of God. Evil is not where a person ignorantly go do something that is wrong. No, evil is when a person knows it, knows it's offending God, and still go do it. That's evil. I'm going to purposely go do something that is against good. I'm evil. So Satan is evil. So on top of that, you got Satan, Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, going to heaven day and night, seeking to destroy us. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to 9, he is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may destroy. Not take a little bite out of, destroy. Folks, hear me. That's why Paul would say, I'm crushed, but I'm not destroyed. I may go through difficult times, it's hard, but he can't destroy me. 1 Peter of chapter 3 would say the same thing. Okay, yes, things are hard, things are difficult, but he can't destroy me. Even if a person was to die, they're going to heaven. He has a place prepared for them. If they kept their commitment to Christ in the midst of trials and kept trusting Christ and kept walking with Christ, there's a crown of life. There's a crown of righteousness. We could share the throne with him, and that's forever and forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. It's not for a moment in time. So to serve a God that is good, it is awesome. Well, folks, that's why he says this. And I want to take this and put these two together and work our way as to why we could look at God and shout to him. That's what verse 4 says. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Talk about his acts that you want to say thanks about. And then they also brought a thank offering. And he says, and into his courts with praise. They want to shout. There's a difference between thanksgiving, where your person is really showing an appreciation for the things God has done. The praise is just talking about who he is. I want to praise him for all that he is and how great a God he is and how he's blessed Israel. And then he says, I'll be thankful unto him and bless his reputation. Talk of name means reputation. Talk about his reputation, how he brought us out of Egypt, how he made a covenant with Abraham. It's not like Abraham was seeking him. He sought Abraham and made a covenant with Abraham. He took us through the Red Sea, carried us through the wilderness, tear down the walls of Jericho, establish us in homes that are already built, a land already plowed, in a place with milk and honey. This is what he's done. Talk about his reputation. I can enter in that way because the Lord is good. He brings up what we talked about in verse 3, the Lord, not a God. The Lord is good. Well, what was the big deal about that? Now, there's five things I want you to focus on and always remember when it comes to this word Lord. Okay, number one, he has all authority, Lord. Second, nobody makes up his mind for them. In other words, it's not because the situation has gotten a little difficult, you know, there's been tornadoes, storms, difficulties. Ah, you know what, maybe I have to rethink this. No, he's saying his word lasts forever. It doesn't change. It's going to be what it's going to be when we get to heaven. So he's not rethinking anything. So I can trust what he's saying because the word he has given me is always going to be there. And it's never going to change. And nothing can ever go against it. Because he said his word is powerful and sharper than a double-edged sword. It can divide bone and marrow. So his word is to last forever. It endures forever. It's the powerful thing that makes everything work. Here's a third thing, remember. He established a covenant with us as we looked at earlier. We didn't. He drew us to himself. He is the one that died on Calvary's cross. He is the one that rose from the dead. The only reason we desired God is because he drew us to him. Not like we, because we're wonderful people and we do great things. Oh, God was just so glad to have us in his kingdom. That did not happen. We were born in sin, shaped in iniquity with foolishness in our hearts. We did not chase him. He chased us. He is the one who on his own initiative decided to die for man and redeem man from himself. That's why we must deny ourselves, pick up the cross to follow him, to experience the life and life abundantly he died to provide. Here's the fourth thing about this Lord. He is faithful. Whatever he says, he gets behind it to make sure it's done. David, I'm going to make sure your kingdom lasts forever. Folks, the Babylonians came, tore Israel to smithereens. How could this man live and be treated well and have a wonderful time in Babylon so that he's sent back to Zedekiah and placed back into the promised land and reestablished himself? How could that happen? Because the Bible says that when God speaks, nothing can stop it from being fulfilled. Why? His loving kindness lasts forever. Great is his faithfulness. Here's the fifth thing that I want you to pay attention to when it comes to God. Not only is he faithful, he provides us his loving kindness. Well, you know what that means? That literally means that he's steadfast. Please keep this word in your mind when you think of loving kindness. Because we think somebody being lovely and nice and sweet and all this stuff. No. What he's saying here is, he is loyal to us. He is steadfastly committed to execute his word. And his word is love. Because the very nature of God is love. So whatever he's doing, he is loving us. I may not understand why I got a whipping. I may not see what the point was. I don't like my mom being mad at me. I didn't like all of that stuff. But the fact that she could see down the road, this is what you need to get fixed. Because this can't be a part of your character. Even when it was done, it extended for a long time because his love is steadfast. His love is based on his word, so you can count on it. His love will draw us into a relationship with him that will sustain us. Bible says we are in him. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. That's why Paul would say in Ephesians, we live in heavenly places. He surrounds us with his angels. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. To sustain us against the enemy. And the more the hedge is stronger, because we seek to abide in him, John 15 says. And Satan is forced to go to heaven, for he touches us. That's why the psalmist says, the Lord is good. Meaning, because of who he is, the things that he does, everything will benefit me. That's what the word good means. It's going to be beneficial for me. It's going to be advantageous. It's going to be productive. It's going to bring results that are a blessing to this kingdom and to myself. Because he's Lord, he's just good. Whatever he's doing comes out to benefit in the long run, and it's eternal in its benefit. It'll be advantageous for my relationship with him, my relationship with others. It's advantageous. So it's good. It's good physically. It's good spiritually. It's good eternally. That's why. That's a reason to shout, because none of that I do. Every bit of it he does for me. So shout.
Thank you, Pastor Cannings. God's loving kindness lasts forever, and he keeps every promise he has made in Scripture. So let's focus on him this season and give God all the praise and all the glory that he is due. Now, if you'd like to speak to us or have questions about putting your faith in Jesus Christ, then give us a call. Our phone number is 281-260-7402. Again, that's 281-260-7402. Please visit us online at powerwalkministries.org for a copy of this series or other resources by Dr. Cannings. And friends, at the same time that we're unable to travel, the Lord has opened additional doors for us to minister to a larger audience through radio and television. We would appreciate your prayers for Power Walk Ministries and have you consider supporting us financially. To become a Power Walk partner, please call us at 281-260-7402 or visit us online at powerwalkministries.org. And now remember, God is loyal, and his love is steadfast toward us, drawing us to a relationship with him that will sustain us.